It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, we spoke with Jean Marie Laskus about her book, Hidden America, and asked you to tell us about your underappreciated jobs. Deb from Cedar Rapids, Michigan wrote, I believe that people who work for suicide and crisis hotlines or work on mobile crisis teams are rarely noticed unless an individual or a family member uses such a service. The research on this is becoming more and more solid in validating that this work saves lives. Karen from St. Louis emailed us, my nephew stocks the shelves at a local hospital. When he had his first child, he expressed to my sister that he felt his newly born daughter would not be proud of what her dad did. Both my sister and I told him that what he did was vital to the daily running of a hospital, and he should be as proud as anyone else working there. I'm not sure who said it, but I once heard it said that some people are arrows, some people are bows. Well, here's to the bows of the world. Without them, the arrows go nowhere. We also talked about the difficulties people face when living abroad in conflict areas. Christina from Tucson, Arizona wrote, for people who work in the Foreign Service, much like the people who work in the military, hazards and potential threat are inherent in the work. There is a reason not everyone chooses these professions. It is this element that sometimes draws people to them, and it's why some excel and why it's not for everyone. Finally, we spoke with Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey about the art of the knuckleball, and several of you wrote to ask, what about the catcher? Leroy Lacey sent this email, which summed it up. When I was a kid, I caught as my dad pitched. It's one of the most fond memories. However, he was a knuckleballer, and let me tell you, it is no easy task catching that ball. As I was not yet a real catcher, I did not signal the pitches, so as my dad has a good curve as well, I had no idea where the ball was going. If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please, let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Tinbeat Ermias, Laura Lee, Libby Franklin, John Asante, Monica Bushman, Priska Neely, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten is our director. Our intern is Ibrahim Balki. Melissa Marquis is our technical director. She gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. And we got some extra help today from Manoli Weatherill in our New York bureau. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Carlene Watson is our supervising senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. Margaret Lowe Smith is NPR's senior vice president for news. Our managing editor is David Sweeney. Stu Seidel is deputy managing editor. Ellen McDonald is the executive director of news programming. Tomorrow, we'll talk about what some police departments are doing to crack down on prostitution and why some say it does more harm than good. Join us for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.